Are you tired of spending your time and money chasing strategy after strategy, only to discover what worked 10, 5, or even 2 years ago is not working now? Things shift fast in the online space, and if you're not keeping up, you're getting left behind. It's time for something different. Welcome to the Marketing, Media, and Money Podcast, where every single episode will be jam-packed with proven, profitable strategies, behind-the-scenes secrets, and what's working now resources from industry experts and global influencers to help you scale your business, shorten your learning curve, and stand out in a crowded, noisy marketplace. And now, your host, award-winning marketing and media strategist and international speaker, Patty Farmer.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of the Marketing, Media, Money Podcast. I'm your host, Patty Farmer, and I'm looking forward to sharing another industry expert with you today. And we're going to be talking about Facebook, specifically Facebook ads, and why sometimes they fail, why you're not getting the results that you want to get, and why you're not getting the ROI that you need to get for the money you're spending. Today, we're going to have an expert on who's going to answer all those questions for you. So get your pen and paper out because you are going to have some writer downer, so to speak. So let me tell you a little bit about our guest. So Michelle Bridger utilizes Facebook and Instagram ads to make big dreams come true. Clients come to her looking for a collaborative approach in order to achieve their mind-blowing goals. She and her team have brought in $26 million in revenue for clients and are a powerful force in managing ad accounts. Leading with strategy and a customized approach, she's generated life-changing results for her clients. Michelle and her team aren't just focused on leads. They've got their eye on increasing sales throughout the entire funnel. Michelle is your strategic partner, orchestrating a success seamlessly from start to finish. And I have to tell you, when I was looking at your stuff, Michelle, I love on your site where you clearly say, I love it, own it, where you say, this is my genius. And I got to say, I love that. I know what my superpower is, you know, so I really love it. So thank you so much for being here with me today.
Just thrilled, Patty. It's so great to be with you.
Thank you. So let's just dive in because I really feel like this is a topic that people know a little bit about and usually just enough to be dangerous or just enough to kind of do it wrong. They think they're going to do it. It's going to do all this. Probably in my business, in my marketing business, the number one thing I hear from people all the time is I tried Facebook ads and they just didn't work, Patty. I tried Facebook ads and it did this and that. And they have a million stories about why it doesn't work. And then they say, Patty, can you help me with that? And I'm like, nope, I don't do paid advertising, but I know someone that does. So we have my go-to person here so we can really fix that today and get all their questions answered. And if we don't answer a specific question to you, don't worry. We're going to give you a way to connect with her so that you can get all your answers that you need and a couple other little bonuses and surprises along the way too. So we're glad you're here. You'll be glad you're here. And believe me when I say your business is going to thank you. So Michelle, let's just dive right in. Let's talk a little bit about your story because you didn't wake up one day and say, I think I'll just, you know, sell Facebook ads, right? You know, that didn't happen, right? It's always a journey. We always have a journey. We have that aha moment. So why don't you give us a little bit of history and share your story on how you got to where you are today?
Yeah, for sure. So I was a stay-at-home mom and raised four kids. I was raising my four kids on a ranch in Texas. And unfortunately, then divorce struck. And so I needed an income. I needed it in a hurry. I needed it at home because I was homeschooling my kids, two of them. The other two were already grown and out of the nest. And I was looking for answers. So I had started a business. It wasn't a great fit, but I had started it. And I looked at Facebook ads and took a course on Facebook advertising. And I was fascinated by like what a powerful platform it was, how robust the targeting was, how you could get results. And forget about my own business. I'm like, Facebook ads, this is so cool. And so I then took that class, but then the next upgrade from, you know how courses are, was run your own agency course. And so I took that and I started my own agency. By then I was in a business mastermind. And I said to a colleague of mine, you do a webinar and I'll do the Facebook ads for it. And she paid me $100. And off I was. And from her $1,000 ad spend, we brought in $12,000 in results. And then just from there on, people in my mastermind would just hire me to do their webinars and run Facebook ads to them. And it was just results after results after results. And I was really hooked. And so I started to hire a team, started to do this more and more. Though we do a few e-commerce brands, I've really stayed. The majority of the work is people in the expert space, people doing webinars, and people who are doing meetings, people who are coaches, consultants, influencers, people writing books. So that's where I stayed and I played and I just loved it.
That is beautiful. You know, I really feel like a great success story is really when we accidentally kind of find the thing that we're meant to do. Because when we do, instead of when we actually go looking for it, I mean, I hear about people all the time that, oh, I knew my whole life, this is what I want to do. And then when I finally did it, it really didn't fulfill me. They weren't passionate about it, right? But when we find things along the way, that's when we really find the thing that we know this is what we were meant to do. And I really love that. And kind of leads me to another thing that I saw on your website. Like, I love it. You guys got to really go to her website. We're going to tell you about that. Really check it out. But I love this where you say, it is my joy to partner with my clients to get their work out to the world. Like, that almost teared me up. I was like, it is my joy. I mean, that is so awesome, right? You know, that's not like, oh, we all want clients, right? We're all trying to attract the right clients, but it is your joy to partner with your clients. I mean, who doesn't want that, right? Who doesn't want to hire someone and work with someone who's as invested in it as you are, right? So I have to say, that made my heart sing a little bit.
I'm so glad. That's so good to have that feedback. But that's really how I feel, because we really dig in deep. We're not this mammoth agency and people are just numbers. We work with very select businesses that I know that I can get results for. And we really do invest so deeply of emotionally, of our time, of our expertise to get them not just results, but really the results in Facebook ads when they're done well come so fast and are just so amazing that they really are life-changing. So it really is a joy to invest in that kind of results.
I love that. So I'm really kind of getting the feel of what makes you different, because I am sure that people who normally just work with numbers don't consider it a joy, right? So you can really tell that you're a people person, very heart-centered, and I love that. So I know this probably almost answers the question I'm going to ask you, but from a business point of view, right? What sets your agency apart? Like, what is different about you and your agency besides you? Like, obviously, you know, what we just heard is like, oh, that makes me want to just reach out and touch, you know, and I love that you live in Texas. You're another Texan, right? Yeah. But what sets your agency apart that somebody can expect differently that maybe has worked with other agencies?
Yeah, that's a good question. So, you know, results are a given, because my clients wouldn't stay if we weren't getting them results. So that's, it is performance-based in that way. But what we're doing to get those results is to really dig deep into my clients' messaging. What's at their heart? What sets them apart? Because if we're not saying that in a Facebook ad, if we're not calling out to the right target audience, if we haven't done the research behind that to get the messaging right, the ads just will have very lackluster results and they won't do well. So what sets us apart is that we're really digging in deep to do the research in the messaging and the research in the targeting to really have not just surface results, but long-term sustained results. So I've brought on some clients even recently in the last 6 months, and they just are just so happy. And every meeting we have, they just say, oh, I'm just so happy. They literally will just go like, oh, I knew that I could find a good agency out there and I've just landed with you and I'm so happy. And the part of the reason was, is that like they had been part of big agencies before and they just had been given people, like their team didn't have a lot of expertise. They weren't given the kind of in-depth support that they needed to really stand out. And my clients are also really committed to impact. And so we take a look at that whole picture of how can we put that in the messaging in the ad. So I guess what makes us different is that we're just looking at the big picture and working so hard to have the messaging right and give the client the support that they need so that the ad is going out to the right target audience with the right messaging. And that takes an enormous amount of testing on our part to be able to do that. But that's what brings success.
I love that. It's kind of like taking a holistic approach to it rather than just looking at it and saying, oh, this is what we'll do. We'll do this and this will do this, right? You know, I know one time I hired someone when I very first jumped into doing Facebook ads, and they created these ads for me that had these little ducks on them and stuff because they were so cute and they thought people would just love them. I did think they were cute too. But the thing is, what it brought me was not the right people, right? You know, and I remember thinking to myself, why would I have done that? And so that was really what really made me start paying more attention and asking more questions. So I think it is really, really important. And I think also that holistic approach really needs to start with a process, right? You know, I know you talked a little bit about testing your message, and I know you and I have had conversations about this, but really, I heard you say that you always start with a hook test. What's a hook test? Tell us a little bit for those that are out there. What is a, I'm in marketing, so I know, but for the people that are listening, they probably don't know. So, you know, knowing that you're testing things when you're talking about messaging, that would make me feel really, really good if I didn't know anything about Facebook ads and I was, you know, hiring someone, but kind of tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So a hook is an angle. So, and probably a lot of people know that, but what we're looking for is the angle that's going to get people to click. For example, we did a hook test recently for a business coach. She does the most brilliant work, but she had worked with an agency or two agencies before. She's the gal that I mentioned earlier, but like they just had done sort of a shotgun approach of the messaging, like, oh, let's test this and a lot of random testing. And so when we brought her on, we did a hook test. And in the hook test, we were taking parts of the copy, just one sentence of the copy of the hook. Let me see if I can explain this right. We took just the hook, which is just a sentence, and we controlled every other portion of that ad. We controlled the image was the same across the board, the title, the headline was the same across the board, the targeting was the same. It was just the one sentence above the image that was different. We saw some real differences in what made people click. And then what we did was we took that information and then we used that to craft future ad copy and the words that we were putting in images and things like that, so that we were heading in that direction of what the hook test told us. What that does is it gets us faster results and it saves ad spend in the long run. And so we like to do hook tests so that we're giving ourselves that leg up to be able to know more clearly right off the bat, rather than just doing a shotgun approach of, oh, I know, let's test this and this and 20 things. And then when you read the data, it's difficult to really tell what really did work. And if you're on a limited budget, you just don't have enough budget to do that scattered approach and be able to really tell what worked. And so we like doing a hook test.
I love that because I know that I get that in marketing too, right? People have their marketing message is like all over the board. It's like throwing spaghetti at a wall. They just want to see what's going to stick, right? You know, and that doesn't really work. And I think One of the things that I've noticed, and I don't know if you get this in Facebook ads, but seems like maybe you would, is that for some reason, people sometimes think that using words that make them sound good will make people spend more money. I don't know why they think that. And I really always want to say, I mean, this really goes all the way back to, you know, back in my day, I owned a mortgage company and people would want to call themselves mortgage specialists. I even had one girl once that wanted to call herself a mortgage architect. And I said, that looks really good on your business card, but when someone's buying a house, they're looking for a loan officer, right? You know, so do you want to be found or you just want to have a cool name, right? You know, so I think when people are do messaging, they kind of like to do the same thing. And really, you have to be using the words that people, what they use, right? You need to, it's almost like when you're in marriage counseling, right? You know, what you said, is that what they heard, right? You know, I mean, you have to be able to do that. So I would think that even more important, if I was spending money, do I want to make sure that I have that right?
Yes, that's such an important point. And we look for that. We look for what is the target market actually saying. Now, a good place to find this is if you were an e-commerce brand, a good place to find this is go to the reviews. Like you go, if you're selling a product and it's on Amazon, you can read the reviews to see what is the language that your target market is actually using. If one of the places where we look for this language is in testimonials that my clients have received, and we look for the specific words that are being said in those testimonials, because you're exactly right, Patty. That is so important that we're speaking back to the target market, what they're saying, because when we can connect those two, like in a marriage, that you're going to have more harmony and a lot more connection in that process.
I think that is so true. And while I know that you are phenomenal, getting phenomenal results on Facebook, you also do Instagram as well, correct?
We do. So good question. So Facebook owns Instagram. Facebook and Facebook's algorithm, it is best to use all placements or at least Instagram and Facebook. And so we do choose to run it always on both of those platforms. We wouldn't just choose Instagram or we wouldn't just choose Facebook, at least for the clients that I work with. We choose both of them always.
I think that makes a lot of sense. I mean, when you just dabble at things, that's how I think people waste money. In the long run, I think that if you're not going to do it right, right, you know, you really need to make sure that you're hiring somebody that really knows, especially when you're talking paid advertising. To me, this is the one area that you really don't want to just dabble if you really don't know what you're doing, right? This is, I mean, there's a lot of things. And, you know, obviously I'm in marketing and I think that too about what I do. But the reality really is Facebook ads. I mean, unless you really, really know, it's not just you could lose time, you could lose money in your ad spend by really not getting clear on that. So the fact that you guys do these hook tests and stuff, I think that really makes a lot of sense. So let's kind of jump right in to that. Can you tell us a few of your favorite success stories? Because people love to hear success stories, right?
Yes. I love my success stories. So one gal, her name is Allison. She'd come to us and she'd been running her own ads. She is brilliant at e-commerce and had had a lot of success setting up her own e-commerce brands. But she loves to teach and train. So she created a course on how to create your own e-commerce store. And so she ran her own ads to that course. It was going well, but she hated Facebook ads. She hated running them herself. It was such a burden, good one day, bad the next. And so she brought us on. And within 3 months, we took her from $30,000 per month to $100,000 months. Within 9 months, we had run $1 million through that funnel. She had generated $1 million in revenue from that funnel. And then within 19 months, it was $4.2 million. Because of that, she'd been now, she had so many people who had bought her course and she was becoming an extremely well-known name in some circles and things like that. She was able to start her own mastermind. So in addition to that, she had 70 people in a mastermind at $1,000 per month. So that was an additional $70,000 per month on top of that. And she became a well-known speaker and So just an incredible success story. And she really loves the impact. So she was able to have an ongoing, huge impact. So that was one. Another one is a real estate coach that we worked with. So we brought her in $2.8 million in 5 months. So that was an incredible, like we were doing so much to generate that revenue. But what we were doing was we were filling her sales calendar and they were converting them into products that were between $5,000 and $20,000 a year. So that was a big one. But there's also the brands that are just starting out, where like maybe they're doing a summit or this several people this last year when COVID happened, they needed to change their model from going in person or a brick and mortar to being a virtual business. So we work with a company called Math Plus Academy. He had a brick and mortar, but his dream had been to go virtual. And so he was prompted to do that this last spring. And what we did was we set up a funnel where we would bring people into his calendar and he would do sales calls with them. He works with children that are gifted in math and helps them to stay engaged and keep those creative juices going and flowing and learning. And so just brilliant work. And the results, he says, are life-changing. Like we have just been able to just really fill his practice, his business virtually with Facebook ads every single month. So last month we brought in 80 sales calls to him and he converted about half of those. So it just has been life-changing, he says.
So, a 50% conversion rate from sales calls is a very good conversion rate. So that is awesome. Are there certain industries that running paid advertising and Facebook ads work better for than others? I mean, you know, when you're looking at it, I mean, does it work for all businesses or are there certain ones like within, you know, is it like, does it work better for a brick and mortar than it does for people who are entrepreneurial? Does it work better for people who have e-commerce rather than people who have services? You know, can you kind of talk a little bit about that?
Good question. So Facebook ads work well for just about every kind of business. But let's say you're a plumber. Well, when you need a plumber, you need them in a hurry usually. And you're not waiting until something shows up in your newsfeed to pick your plumber. And so it is good in that sense to do Google AdWords, like you're searching plumbers in Anna, Texas. So then you can Google AdWords, what might be a better search for you or better paid traffic source for you. Now, in that sense, though, if you wanted to be the plumber that was front of mind, you could be running a blog about three things you should be doing this winter to prevent disaster striking, you know, or whatever, but so that you're front of mind as the go-to plumber. If you were a disaster services, Patty, we had chatted about this, but if you're a disaster cleanup recovery kind of thing, that's what people are Googling. They're not waiting for it to show up in their Facebook newsfeed. But if you're positioning yourself as the go-to expert on public speaking or how to write a novel, how to write a book, if I'm working with a business that sells magnesium in a whole supplement line, and so they may not have known that they had a magnesium deficiency, but we give them a quiz. And so we put a quiz in front of them that says, are you magnesium deficient? Take the quiz and find out. And so then we start them running through that funnel. So in that sense, there's just, if you position yourself as an authority and you position yourself with a solution, in most circumstances, Facebook ads can work well. A lot of businesses have success organically, but at some point you reach a point where you will probably need to turn to paid traffic because otherwise you can't scale.
That makes a lot of sense. And I think it is really, really important. So I love hearing about success stories, but I also think that we learn from things that may not have worked, right? Sometimes knowing what not to do is just as important as knowing what to do. Can you tell us about maybe an ad campaign that didn't go so well?
Those are the painful ones because I'm always really emotionally invested in them. And I can think of one where the first time we ran this business's ads, and the gal, I say gal because she's a brilliant entrepreneur, and it just went so well. So she had like a 25X return on ad spend. So that's a 25 ROI. She put in $1. She got $25 out. She brought in close to $600,000 in revenue from a $20,000 ad spend. So glory. But the next time she hired us, the web pages weren't functioning well. And so it just, as much as we tried, the landing page, just there was something technically about it that we just could not bring her in enough leads. The leads were super expensive. And it really crushed the launch. There are other times when if it's a live launch, we have to get the messaging right so quickly. And if our results are lackluster, it may be because there just wasn't enough time to do that deep research. Not we do the research ahead of time and we do everything we can to have it right ahead of time. But still at the end of the day, if it just takes a lot of testing and there may not have been when we're running ads for 10 days to do all that we can. So, you know, it's about how technically things are working, but mostly ads don't do well if the messaging isn't correct. And so that's where you look at your results as like a stepping stone. It's like, okay, did okay in this launch, but what are we going to learn from it and how can we improve that? So the ones where we don't do as well is when we need more time to refine that messaging. And that's where we like to work with someone, not just for 4 weeks or 6 weeks, but for longer to get the messaging right.
I think that makes a lot of sense because I know personally that as a speaker, there have been times that people have asked me to speak on a summit and the summit's like in 3 weeks, you know, or like a month. And, you know, they're talking about how they're marketing it, right? And I'll ask them, like, what is your marketing plan? What's the marketing plan? Or are we the marketing plan, right? You know, what is the marketing plan? And a lot of times they'll say, oh, we're going to do this or we're going to do that. But the reality is, if they'd have just taken more time, right, they could have ran ads that would have been much better, right? You know, so I think that makes a lot of sense. And so I'm really, really careful about when I say yes to things. And a lot of it is like, what is the marketing plan? And I tend to say no to things if I believe that somebody's asking me to do something because I'm the marketing plan, right? I want to know, like, I'm very collaborative as well, right? So the plan needs to be, how are we going to collaborate, make it be a win-win and a win for the audience as well, right? And so there really does need to be a collaborative partnership there on how you're going to do something. And this is really, I do agree with you. I think this is where some targeted, you know, Facebook advertising really does work. How do you feel it works? I'm kind of going off the kind of, this just occurred to me. So I'm like, I'm going to throw it at you. But how does it work for if somebody was doing joint ventures or being collaborative with someone? So say there's somebody who is a branding expert or a marketing expert, and they decide they're going to do a workshop, say with somebody who does copy, right? You know, so somebody who's a very strong, good strategic partner for them, right? So they're going to do this workshop and you have two people who do serve the same market, right? Is that a good way for them collaboratively to do ads, or do you usually predominantly only work with somebody who's one set of people, or have you ever done ads where more than one person has come together collaboratively and worked with them to make something that they do jointly work?
Right. So we've done that a little bit. We haven't done it a lot. There are times where we have done that, and I think that it's just brilliant. So to be able to put ads, let's say, for example, if I were an affiliate or a part of a JV partnership, and then I'm running ads for that as well, that can work really well, especially if the branding across the board is and the messaging is the same. And so that you're amplifying what's possible with that. And that's the whole thing, is that you're taking, like, instead of just my little world of, you know, who happens to hear it because it struck their newsfeed at right the last right minute. Organically, I am able to amplify that by doing ads on that. So I like that effect of being able to amplify that. And so if someone gives us the graphics and the messaging, then we can put that in as an ad if it's a JV partnership. So my clients sometimes do come with that opportunity for us to do it, and we do it. And maybe an example of that is a couple months ago, Sam Cart was doing a big promotion, a big launch. And so a client of mine is an affiliate for them. And we ran those ads for her and she got second place. She was so happy. She was gunning for first, but for her, she wasn't a huge player in this space and she was competing against really big names, but running as an ad really helped her get her name out there and promoted her to her warm and cold list. So it worked really well.
That actually brings up a really good question. For somebody to do Facebook ads and be successful, do they have to have a list that's like, you know, 10 or 20,000 people in order to be successful at it? Is it list size? You know, does size matter when you're talking about Facebook ads?
Yes and no. So yes, because when you have warm audiences and we target those, we target the list, we target your engagement on Instagram and Facebook and people who have landed on pages. When we target those, you'll have more sales for less money. It'll cost you less to bring in a sale and you'll have more of those sales. That matters. That's huge to your profit line. And so it does matter in that sense, but it shouldn't stop you. If your messaging is strong, you have a strong proven offer, and it's just time to get more traffic behind it, then by all means, then Facebook ads. So we're working with a company out of Canada, and last year she did $800,000 in revenue and it was all organic. And so then she brought in my company to amplify those results, and her goal is 2.2 million this next year. So we can do that with Facebook ads. She has a proven track record, a teeny, weeny, weeny, tiny list, but because she has such a proven track record, she has a strong offer. She does exceptional results that we can really help amplify that. Now, of course, we wish she was coming in with a 50,000 person list, but because the messaging is strong and the offer is proven, we can amplify it.
I love that. So when you think about that, I mean, it's always really good to know and what some of these strategies are. Not everybody has all of the things in place. And I think one of the things that people say, and I've heard it before, people say, oh, I really want to do Facebook ads, but I need to do this first and this first and this first. And they think, oh, when is the good time? And listening to you, what I'm hearing is if you're going to help them by doing that hook test and getting that messaging, waiting and trying to do half that work on your own first isn't helping you. So I'm just going to ask you that question and say, when is the right time? If somebody's even considering it, right? Or they're not getting the results that they want to get. And they're just thinking, you know, I wonder if, right? When is the right time? Like, are there things that they have to have in place before it can be successful? Or is that something that you're going to help get them ready if they're not ready?
That's like, gosh, I could talk about, like, come at this from so many different angles, but how do I answer? Like,
there was a short answer and a long answer, right?
A short answer and a long answer. So if you come with an unproven offer, if you're a new business and you want to use Facebook ads, that can get expensive. But if you have a solid offer and you've proven it organically, like the business owner from Canada just mentioned, that's a brilliant time. That's the best time when you have a proven offer, but you just need more traffic to it so that you can grow more revenue and bring in more sales. That's the perfect time for Facebook ads. Now, the catch-22 is that it can be challenging to get to that part because, you know, where is my organic people? I've tried them. I think I have a proven offer. People have been through my course, but there were only so many of them and I only have this much organic. And so then the catch-22 is, but I need Facebook ads to fill these programs. So a good way to use Facebook ads in that way is to grow your list. Make sure that you have high rate subject lines to get people to open up those emails, that your emails are really solid, but get people onto your list. And you can do that with a free PDF. So like a number, like a really strong tip or something that sounds really juicy and irresistible. And PDFs are the least cost way to start doing Facebook ads because people are like, oh, just a PDF. You know, it won't take me long. So you're not creating an ebook, not something really long, but just a 4 to 7 page ebook that takes them 4 to 7 minutes to go through. And then on the thank you page, you can say, and join my Facebook group, or and join my webinar, or and, you know, watch this video series. And then so the expense is minimal than, say, doing a big webinar push or something like that. And that's the way to get your toe in the water with Facebook ads.
Perfect. Okay, so I'm going to ask you a question. So if somebody has been in business for a little while, and maybe it even could be you, what I want to know is if you could go back, so this could be you or someone else, if you could go back and talk to someone who's only been in business for, say, 2 years, right? They've been in business for like 2 years and they're thinking, you know what? I never did do Facebook ads, or should I do Facebook ads? So they're just kind of like not quite sure. But if you could go back and talk to them, what would you tell them to do first?
I would create that really juicy lead magnet. So let me just walk through that again, because that can be so, so powerful in Facebook ads. So let me first describe it, and then I'll talk about some of the things that the results that we've had. So if you have just a simple PDF, so that is just, it's 4 to 7 pages long. Take someone just 4 to 7 minutes to read it. It's well-branded for you. It's very clear what the next step is. And it brings a true transformation about, like, it's not just a bunch of information. It's truly a really strong thing. I'll give you an example of that is we worked with a company called Inkwell Press, and she is a productivity expert. She had a lead magnet, and I got to remember the title of it, but it's like, 5 minutes to like maybe peak productivity, 5 minutes to peak productivity. That's what we're going to say that it was. What it did was that we were able to bring in 40,000 leads for less than a dollar.
Wow.
Remarkable. That's list growth. And it was very targeted list growth because people were very interested in this lead magnet. Didn't take too long to complete it. And it's something that you would come back to again and again, like, oh yeah, that thing on my desk. And so it was just brilliant. It was really, really good. Just that company had so much growth. And that was one of the platforms that we use for those list growths. We're also helping her to launch a book and a course, and we're doing so much for her. Quizzes can also work really well. So for a company that I work with called RNA Reset, they're a supplement brand. We've brought in getting close to 100,000 leads for a quiz that we run. If to be, and so people love to assess themselves. So this isn't a PDF, but if you have some clear way for people to assess themselves, that can work really well. You just have to be careful that you're really targeting well, because otherwise you can get people that aren't as kind of leave you just because they like to just assess themselves.
In other words, it's somebody who is willing to take the assessment because they want to know, but they're not necessarily willing to create or make an investment to do anything about it once they've been assessed, so to speak.
Right. Another, I'll give you one example, and that is right now we're running something called Facebook Group Magic. This is from my client who is a business coach to health coaches. And so she teaches them how to have really successful Facebook groups. How do you get the engagement going? How do you get people talking and sharing and not just a dead group with radio silence? And so it's just 10 points that people need to implement, and they can just print it out and be like, oh, I got to do that. Like, just it gives them a real strategic way. And so we're bringing in low cost leads, and they're very targeted and very specific for her. And the ads call out just to health coaches. We're very specific about who we want to bring in for that.
That's a very good example. So some of these ways really sound very targeted. And that's actually a question I want to talk about. I know that we hear this term all the time about retargeting. So can you tell us a little bit about retargeting? Because I know a lot of times people are thinking about, oh yeah, you know, lookalike lists, retargeting. These are phrases I hear all the time. Tell us a little bit about those.
Yeah, there's so much jargon around Facebook ads. It makes your head spin. So when you're retargeting, if you land on a site, then they'll send you an ad. Now, everybody's experienced this. Let's say you went to Macy's, looked at that great pair of red shoes. Well, it's going to show up in your newsfeed again. I know I love to shop at Dillard's, and so I can just, you know, plan on the fact that if I looked at that cute little dress, it's going to show up on Facebook to remind me. And that's retargeting, and that's brilliant, and it works. And what it does for the company is they'll bring in more sales for less money. And so for every single client, every single campaign, we're always retargeting, because that's our most valuable real estate to be able to do that. And so there is a Facebook pixel, there's code that is placed on every web page that we use and on the main web page. And then we retarget people that land there with ads, and there's, and not just any ads, but specific ads for the action that they took. So for example, if someone for the supplement brand that we run ads for, if they land on the add to cart, I'll say the add to cart, like, oh, that looks interesting, let me add that to my cart, and then they don't carry through, we're going to retarget them with a specific ad to try and bring them back to take the next action.
That's brilliant. It is brilliant, and that is cost efficient, and what a great way. I mean, don't you wish that, you know, for most people, do you even know who comes and lands on your website? And if they don't take the action that you want them to take, wouldn't you like to have a way to be able to have, you know, another opportunity to do that? So yes, I think that makes a lot of sense, because it's got to be a lot easier to retarget them than it is for you to go out and acquire somebody brand new cold. So that makes a lot of sense. I have to tell you, Michelle, this has been absolutely fabulous. So I got to say, I want everybody to know that I think she is so fabulous. And here's how fabulous I think she is. I asked her and invited her to come and write for us this year for the Marketing, Media, and Money magazine. And she so graciously said yes. So this isn't the only time you're going to hear from her. Like, you're going to be hearing from her for a whole year in our magazine, continuing this conversation, right? You know, so I really love it. And specifically in the magazine that is coming out very, very soon, we are going to be talking about three specific reasons your paid advertising, your Facebook ads fail. So, you know, we're going to continue right along with that. So I think that is really good. But with that said, we have a couple other little things while you are right here listening. So let's go there first. So Michelle, I know people are going to want to connect with you. So Tell us how they can connect with you. What's the best way?
Yeah, absolutely. So they can go to my website, which is michellebridger.com. Michelle has two L's, so michellebridger.com. And there you can take a look. You'll see success stories and see some of the things on there, and definitely, oh, even a case study. And then you'll be able to connect with me there, or you can connect with me at michellebridger.com. So make sure to reach out, and we'll chat about Facebook ads and what's possible for your brand. So that's one way. Yeah.
That is beautiful. And you came bearing gifts. So I love that. So thank you so much. So why don't you tell the audience a little bit about the gift?
Yeah, absolutely. So on my website, or in the URL that Patty gives, is the Facebook Core Assessment. So if you're running ads, or you're thinking about running ads, there are components of those that either you should know ahead of time and be like, oh, I'm going to watch, I'm going to be watching out for this and assessing how this is doing so that I have my eyes on this. Or if you're already running ads, or a team is running ads for you, it gives you a way to assess, how am I doing well in each component of my ads? And so that's going to find that you're going to find that really helpful. So you can just print it off and then keep your eye on that, because what you, as I'll mention later, what you can measure, you can improve. And so this gives you a way to just kind of see how you're doing and grade how you're doing on those.
That is fabulous. Thank you so much for being so generous. And this is the portion of the show that we like to call open mic. This is my version of social karaoke. This is where I hand the mic over to my guests and I ask them, you know, this is the Marketing Media Money Show, where we share with our audience proven techniques, tactics, tips, what's working now, not 5 years ago, right? And so we like to ask our guests, what is the number one marketing, media, and money strategy that our audience should take away? So Michelle, let us know, what is that number one strategy?
It's about knowing your numbers. So I talk to so many people who are running their ads, but don't understand their numbers. In fact, very few people really do understand their data. Now, we don't all have to be ad data geniuses at all. But here I encourage you to dig in and understand your numbers a little bit better, because what you can measure, you can improve. You cannot bring in more sales, more revenue, more profit if you don't understand your numbers. And so that's where I dig in deep, both with my clients and then also in the training that I'm doing and workshops that I'm doing, to help people better understand their numbers so they can look at their trends, so they can troubleshoot their ads, and so they can bring in more revenue and more profit.
I love that. And what I love even more, in case you were listening to that and you were thinking to yourself, oh my goodness, that is just so overwhelming, Michelle told me right before we got on this interview that she actually does a workshop on that every single month. So we're going to make sure we have the link for that too. So if you just look below in the show notes, you're going to get the links to all of these things. But Michelle, tell us a little bit about that workshop. What can we expect to learn and get from that workshop?
Yeah. So in that workshop, I walk through really understanding your numbers, like what metrics should you even be working with? So whether you've hired a team, an ads team, or whether you're running your own ads, or maybe your marketing manager is running your ads, you need to know what certain metrics to look at, because Facebook gives you so much data that it can be mind-boggling. And so I help people to know, look at these numbers. And then what happens is people will be like, yeah, but I don't know what to troubleshoot. Like, I have this data, but then what do I do with it? What does it mean? And so in the workshop, I walk through, well, how do you troubleshoot it? What do those numbers mean? So now you know what metrics to look at. What do they mean? When you understand what they mean, then it's like, okay, so if that means that maybe not enough people are seeing my ad or my cost per lead is high, how do I troubleshoot that? And so we're going to walk through how to troubleshoot it. And we're going to look at how to spot trends like, oh, my cost per lead is going down. I got to solve that. Or excuse me, going, my cost per lead, that would be a good thing. My cost per lead is going up. What am I going to do to solve it? So we look for trends. We look at how to troubleshoot it. And then I walk you through a really easy to implement reporting so that you don't have to wade through Ads Manager. You just look at the spreadsheet and go, glory, here are my metrics. It's easy. I know day to day what's happening. Don't have to stress about it. And so those are the easy things that I walk through in the 90-minute workshop.
That sounds powerful, because again, it's just like what you said, what you don't measure, you can't improve. And we don't always know what it is that we are supposed to measure. We may think, oh, it should be this and this and this. And the reality is it really should be that, that, and that, right? So I think that is really important. So thank you so much, Michelle. Thank you for so generously sharing your brilliance. You are a genius, right? I absolutely agree. I really appreciate you, you know, showing up and sharing, you know, offering gifts. I just really, really appreciate you. Thank you so much for being here with me today.
My pleasure, Patty.
And thank you so much to our sponsor, right? We now have a sponsor. So thank you so much to Exacta Corporation, developer of the Family Organizer Plus platform. And you can find out more information about them by going to exactacorp.com. And thank you for joining us today on the Marketing Media Money Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, and I am sure you did, Please like, subscribe, and review the podcast on your favorite listening platform. Make sure to check out our assessment, the M3, which stands for Marketing, Media, and Money. So the M3BizQuiz.com. Thank you so much, everybody. We'll see you on the next episode of Marketing, Media, and Money podcast. Make it a phenomenal day. And remember, if your day is not phenomenal, you have the power to change it.
Thank you for joining us today on the Marketing, Media, and Money podcast. To shorten your learning curve even more, make sure to grab your free copy of the Marketing, Media, and Money magazine at www.marketingmediamoney.com. I promise your business will thank you.